Live from KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. Pride celebrations are in full swing in San Francisco today. Kevin Kish, director of the California Civil Rights Department, was among those marching in the city's Pride Parade.
I'm just happy to be part of a community that is expressing love and support and mutual care. It's not a message that we get every single day of our lives, and I think moments like this and events like this are incredibly powerful to kind of reweave that fabric for us.
Kish was marching with the California Versus Hate, a program that connects victims of hate crimes with support services. Starting tomorrow, landlords in California will face a cap on the amount they can charge tenants for security deposits. KQED's Dana Cronin has more.
The new law makes it illegal for landlords to charge more than 1 month's rent for a security deposit. Previously, landlords could charge up to 3 months' rent. San Francisco Assemblymember Matt Haney penned the legislation, which he says will especially help lower-income residents who are often stuck in unsafe or inconvenient living conditions because they can't come up with enough money for a deposit to move elsewhere. With this, California joins 11 other states, including New York, Alabama, and Massachusetts, in capping security deposit amounts. California landlords that own fewer than 3 properties are exempt from the law. I'm Dana Cronin, KQED News.
And I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman.